I want to thank you for checking out another podcast of Ferocious Talk, where we ain't scared. My name is A1, and last week's podcast was really good. We talked about do or can black gangs support Black Lives Matter? Can black gangs support Black Lives Matter? And my conclusion is yes, they can. There's a lot of layers, a lot of dynamics. It's not black and white as some people might think when they look at it on the surface. You have to dig deep and you have to deal with it because it's a complicated issue. So if you haven't heard that, get on over to Podomatic.com under Society and Culture. You can also find me on iTunes under the category Personal Journals. And so also get over to WeAin'tScared.com. WeAin'tScared.com, there's a lot of merch that we use a portion of that for our nonprofit, our 501c3, We Ain't Scared, Inc. And we started that nonprofit to help the residents of Flint, Michigan, with that water crisis that's been going on for over 4 years now. They won't have clean water running through that city. I'll say the heavily minority part of the city until 2020. So we do have plans for Flint in 2018. Also, I want to shout out Black Lives Matter. Please keep doing what you're doing. We need it. The only thing Black Lives Matter has ever said is that black life matters. That is it. That is all. And again, anybody that can't accept or get behind that, you are a racist and you are a hateful person. If you can respect Latino lives and they matter, Asian lives and they matter, Jewish lives and they matter, white lives and they matter, and you can't respect black life, black lives, then you are a racist. You've been conditioned by America to disrespect and hate black people, and you have to stop. You are the problem. So, and this goes whether if you're black or white, okay? And in particular, if you're black and can't get behind Black Lives Matter, you're even worse, okay? Because it's the self-hate, and the group has done nothing but support the black movement and progress. So, all right, that's another podcast I almost got into. But anyway, We Ain't Scared Records. I want everyone to get over to WeAin'tScaredRecords.com. Check that out. We started this label. We have a lot of exciting projects coming. We dropped Game Boy, our first single, on August the 29th. And we have two more singles that are going to drop on September the 26th. And that'll be our second and third single for the year of for this year, 2017. And then we get ready for a wild ride in 2018. So, WeAin'tScaredRecords.com. Get over there for that. All right. So, let's go ahead and jump into today's topic. And it is Donald Trump secretly working with Black Lives Matter? Again, is Donald Trump secretly working with Black Lives Matter? Now, some of you might hear that and say, how in the hell could Donald Trump possibly be working with Black Lives Matter when, in fact, everything that that man stands for is diametrically opposed to what Black Lives Matter stand for? So this is my position. To be honest, inadvertently, right, I think he is better for the cause of Black Lives Matter than Obama was because and there are a few reasons. One, his overt racism and his outspoken hatred of anything that isn't white, meaning, you know, make America white again. It's not make America great again, has done wonders for unifying, and I will stick, you know, I'll stick to the black community. It's done wonders. It's done more for our unification, and it's accelerated the bond, if you do support Black Lives Matter, which you should, because now we know the face, okay, the new face of our enemy, all right, the new face of hatred, the new face of bigotry, xenophobia, homophobia. We know who that is, and he's sitting in the White House. So the goal, and I stress this again, of Black Lives Matter was to cause a national daily discourse or dialogue. And we're now talking about this every day. There's not one day that goes by now that I don't go onto social media or to the internet and I'm on any news site and I don't see something related to race or race relations, good or bad. Charlottesville, I think, was the trigger, the powder keg that erupted with the white nationalists. And I think ever since, it has escalated into this more prominent conversation, okay? So that is great. And that daily conversation, no matter how uncomfortable it is important because that's what it's going to take. Number two, Confederate monuments. Confederate monuments have been up in this country for over 100 years, 150 years, right? Since the Civil War, paying homage to the general, in particular Robert Lee and Robert E. Lee, and then Dred Scott, that the judge, the Supreme Court judge, that fought against abolition. And, he fought to uphold slavery. These monuments are coming down. And while it's great that they are, I do believe it is a direct result of our current president and the climate that he created. So he inadvertently started this thing. And I love it because there is a reckoning that's happening. America is wrestling with itself. It's fighting with itself. The old, versus the new. And it's important because as America with 3 K's sheds its skin, its outer racist skin, into this new, more open, inclusive, new form, it's unavoidable that there's going to be chaos, there's going to be resistance, there's going to be fighting. But just like a woman in childbirth, in the throes of the pain of giving birth, that you have to go through it in order to witness the birth of really a new nation of inclusiveness. So I'm happy about that. Now, the GOP, this is another point to the working with inadvertently, right? The Black Lives Matter movement. Now, they tried unsuccessfully to get rid of Obamacare, right? And they failed so bad for so long that it was discovered, wow, how cold-hearted can you be, right? And it's pretty obvious. We know that it's poor people that were primarily impacted by having no health care. So thank God they were unsuccessful, but Mitch McConnell and the rest of the GOP has now, they are so overtly racist that they even had members of their own party say, you know what, I can't even be associated with you. You guys are so egregiously overtly racist and so mean-spirited and so cruel and cold-hearted, I'm leaving the actual party, right? So, and then the ones that stay, this is the other thing. The ones that even after all of the rhetoric coming from the White House and the GOP, the ones that stay, that's fine. Now we know even more so how much hatred you have towards minorities. Let's see what else. Oh, the other sort of irony to this, for someone, meaning the current president, to dislike Obama so much. He makes every effort to compare his accomplishments against him, which tells me that he does secretly admire and recognize the accomplishments that Obama has made. Otherwise, why keep referencing this man? Why keep comparing yourself to this man? So again, that's a major victory for Black Lives Matter. Because a black face of power, Obama, is being shown as the benchmark for success, even though the attempt is to smear his name, right? And as long as you keep mentioning it, it's like there's no such thing as bad press, right? I don't even care if you don't spell the name right. Just say my name. So Obama lives on. I think, again, just going back to how this current administration has helped to mobilize the Black community against racist policies, I also have recognized that while some of these protests, these white nationalist protests, have attempted to spring up in different parts of the country, what some city council members have done is they've denied permits, you know, to these groups to protest. I recall a couple in California, and then I think on the East Coast, that actually knew that these protests were going to happen, and they stopped them before they did. So again, it's helping to get out in front of the white hate language, that the white nationalist language. Okay, and let's see what else. I think the other part that is important to say about Black Lives Matter and why this current administration is so helpful is because it fights for equality and fairness through public policy. What again is happening is groups all over the country, Black groups, they're organizing, and people are talking about this at work. They're talking about it in their small circles. And it's really starting to get to a point where people are comfortable talking about it out in the open. It's not sort of a hush-hush, you know, shh, be quiet sort of a thing about it. And we have to continue that. We have to get past it. So, again, I think on an inadvertent scale or level, the current president did become or is the catalyst to push forward the Black Lives Matter movement. And I'm grateful for it. And I think the next 3.5 years or 3 years, if he continues doing what he's doing, which I don't expect him to change, I do expect for greater change to come, like the flags. See, we're bringing down the monuments, and now that Confederate flag, that has to come down in front of every courthouse, every federal building, but in the South, where it seems to be still a very stronghold. And of course, I know why, because that was the predominant place for slavery. But those flags have got to come down. The monuments have got to come down. And the policies that oppress minorities have got to continue to be fought against. Now, I will say this. I think what's going to happen is he's going to try, the current president, to implement certain laws, right, that oppress minorities. And the same way that he undid what Obama did, or attempted to do in certain levels, I think the DREAM Act is one of them for immigration. After this man's presidency is over, trust me when I tell you, the next president that comes into office will be a Democrat, and then they will go and they will undo everything that this current president has done to try to hamstring and hold back and oppress minorities. So if anything, the other favor that he's doing for the next president is he is disclosing every single move of hatred that that the next president's just going to be able to keep a scorecard. Okay, great. You want to pass this law? You want to implement this executive order that doesn't allow for this or doesn't allow for that? No problem. Keep talking. Show me your playbook. Because guess what? When I get into office, I'm going to go through your exact same playbook, and everything you said no to, I'm going to say yes. And everything you said yes to, I'm going to say no. So to me, I think it's a godsend. Let the man keep being ignorant. Let him continue to be racist and a bigot. And again, the next president's going to be able to come in, and from day one, he's going to know, hopefully, or she's going to know, first order of business, I am reversing all of this ignorant policy that the previous administration felt was necessary to sustain white privilege, okay, and white nationalism. So, understand, don't panic, right? A lot of people are upset and they're panicking like, oh my God, no. You relax and you breathe. And as they say, you pop the popcorn and then you watch as this current administration just gives up all their secrets about how how they're going to operate or how they're operating, and then the next president come in and totally undo it. So is Donald Trump secretly working with Black Lives Matter? It may be openly and against his will because of his bigoted hatred. So something to think about, and I appreciate you checking out another podcast of ferocious talk. You got some good food for thought. My name is A1, and we ain't scared.